From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. London police say that a number of pedestrians were injured in a vehicle incident Saturday near the city's Natural History Museum. Police said a man has been detained in connection with that incident and that the cause was under investigation. He was detained after British media reported a car had veered onto the pavement outside the museum. Britain is on its second highest security alert level after five deadly attacks this year, three involving a vehicle. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Nate has strengthened into a hurricane and is moving toward the central Gulf of Mexico with maximum sustained winds of 130 kilometers an hour. John Bel Edwards is lieutenant governor of the U.S. state of Louisiana, which is being prepped to take the brunt of Nate.
We are monitoring this storm with H-hour being 2000 hours or 8 o'clock on Saturday evening, because that's when we need to be ready. Once it gets dark, things are much more difficult, and so we're asking people to make sure that they are fully ready and prepared where they want to be and in the proper posture by 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
President Donald Trump is expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week, but stopped short of completely scrapping the deal. The White House press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders explaining the president's decision-making process.
What I can tell you is the president isn't looking at one piece of this. He's looking at all of the bad behavior of Iran, not just the nuclear deal as bad behavior, but the ballistic missile testing, destabilizing of the region, number one state sponsor of terrorism, cyber attacks, illicit nuclear program.
The move would launch a 60-day period during in which Congress must decide whether to impose all of the economic sanctions. This is VOA News. The U.S. government and private sector analysts believe that the next ballistic missile launch by North Korea could come within a few days. The next rocket launch could be another nuclear-capable medium-range missile or two-staged version, giving the missile a longer and intercontinental range. Russian media have quoted a lawmaker in Moscow saying North Korea is preparing for a test able to reach the west coast of the United States. Las Vegas police say that they still have no motive for the shooter, who killed at least 58 people and wounded hundreds more at an outdoor country music concert earlier this week. One of the investigators told police and reporters that they're still searching for clues to why Stephen Paddock fired repeatedly from the window of the hotel casino onto the concert venue. The U.S. Department of Justice has announced the indictment of three men charged with participating in an international plot to carry out terrorist attacks in New York City. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York said Friday in a news release that it has charged a 19-year-old Canadian citizen, a 19-year-old Pakistani, and a 37-year-old Philippine citizen. Australian investigators have released their latest report into the missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, saying it's almost inconceivable the aircraft has not been found. The Boeing 777 disappeared in March of 2014. While flying to Beijing from Kuala Lumpur with 239 people on board. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Investigators in Australia have said their understanding of MH370's whereabouts was better now than it's ever been, but they still don't know why it crashed. In its final report into the mystery, the Australian Transport Safety Bureau said it was almost inconceivable and certainly unacceptable that an aircraft could simply vanish in an era when 10 million passengers board commercial flights every day.
The U.S. military says a fourth American soldier has been killed during an attack this week in Niger. Military officials say that the soldier went missing after a deadly ambush on a joint U.S.-Niger patrol. Three other U.S. soldiers were already confirmed dead after the attack earlier in the week. The World Health Organization reports that 900,000 doses of oral cholera vaccine are expected to arrive in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, Saturday. A mass vaccination campaign for Rohingya refugees is set to begin Tuesday. More than 500,000 Rohingya refugees who have fled violence in Myanmar since August 25th are at risk of getting cholera. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.